RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning, folks.
It's a Monday.
It is right smack in the middle of the people who took leave right before vacation.
That's true. If you took a leave today, you're probably smack in the middle of your five-day long weekend.
Yes.
You would have been off Saturday and yesterday. You took a leave today, and you still have tomorrow and Wednesday. You don't go back to work until Thursday.
What a fantastic life y'all have.
And a week after Holy Week.
Yeah.
So technically you had, I don't know, 4-5 days for Holy Week, and then you get another 5 days.
But you know what? Imagine if some people actually took an entire week off right after Holy Week plus that day.
Oh, yes. You would have taken a leave Monday to Friday plus Monday. That's 6 days leave, but you would have gotten
Thursday to Wednesday. Thursday to Wednesday, 2 weeks later.
Plus two. 16 days.
Oh, so half a month?
Yeah. The 6 days that you went on leave plus the 10, like, long vacation slash Holy Week. 16 days!
Ang swerte naman.
Half a month!
But still, for sure, like, imagine the people who are saving up their leaves for that.
That's
right?
That's true.
They saved up their leaves to just enjoy themselves.
Actually, a lot of people were saying this specific weekend, I mean, this specific long weekend, hindi masyadong madami yung naka-leave because it's not a regular holiday. Like, it's a biglaan kind of holiday. So, yeah. I mean, surprisingly, a lot of people are in Manila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of, you know, it's a biglaan kind of thing. But we are here, as always, the troopers that
we're are. We're going to be here even
we
on the
are
holidays.
Here.
Absolutely.
Right? So, we do have a top 10 for you today. Thanking Nina Hidalgo. Thank you, Nina, as always.
Thank
for
you.
For the topic. Hashtag me as a kapitbahay.
Ooh.
So kolehiyala. Me as a kapitbahay.
As a kapitbahay.
For example, ako yung tipong magdadala ng food pag may handaan sa bahay, or even if naparami lang yung luto. You know that very generous kapitbahay? I know actually a lot of, not ours, but I know people who have kapitbahay na pag yung merong food regularly. They just bring. You know how like sometimes the mom cooks a little bit more than expected? They just send food over. You have a kapitbahay like this.
Me?
Missy's niece. Diba? Sometimes si Missy would
Right? I have ought up for both.
See,
of
that's
you.
What
oh,
I mean.
Oh, how sweet.
Because nga she has a niece in your building. Mm-hmm. Like she makes padala stuff on a regular basis. So very nice. So that kind of quote unquote kapitbahay.
Speaking of padala, Queen Lane sent us a message.
Why?
Good morning. Happy Monday. Same orders. What do you guys want for pastries?
Thank you.
What would you guys want for pastries?
Flatbread, any type.
The usual croissant with beurre. Sorry, it's butter nga pala for you. Non-French people.
Oh my God.
Yes. butter. We call it beurre. Croissant
de beurre.
E. Ano yung end ng French? Ano yung end ng French? E? Okay, so thank you in advance. Thank you, thank you very much. Another example, me as a kapitbahay, idadamay ko na yung harap ng bahay nyo pag nagwawalis ako because I'm nice like that. Pero ako din yung magre-reklamo pag maingay kayo. Alam niyo yung kapitbahay na, kumbaga sa student nerd, like kung gagawa siya ng mabuti, idadamay ka niya. Like, you know what? If I see that
basta
the front of your...
Basta
you know,
bad.
Oo, kasi I'll call you out then. Right? Oh, very, ano, very like, it's not bad, but very like...
Just.
Mm-mm. And follows the rules all the time. So pag maingay ka, isusumbong kita. Pero pag I'll do favors for you too.
Yeah. That's so, actually nice.
That's actually
some people
nice.
Are just waiting for the kapitbahay's downfall. Like gusto lang nilang isumbong ka so you'll get in trouble. Tapos wala naman silang ginagawang good for you.
You know what? We were talking with my mom over the weekend, breakfast. And she had some pretty nice kwento about like, because we were talking about construction. Tapos according to her, our long time, the guy who like basically built all of our houses, apartments, / duplexes. They eventually found out, was skimming off of us. Na like pag daw dumating yung mga materials, dadating yung mga trucks, ibababa ka lahat eh. And then it'll drive off.
Mm.
And then eventually, kung ano yung itsura ng bahay namin, the foreman will have a smaller version with the same materials.
Oh my
kung ano
God.
Yung tiles namin, yun din ang tiles nila, kung ano yung itsura nung... like literally, every time magpapagawa kami ng house, nakakapagpagawa din siya ng little house or at least a new wing.
Parang miniature version.
But
miniature
that's so version. Smart.
But so... so smart and / so corrupt.
The thievery of it all.
The thievery of it all. And then,
well, I mean,
apparently, kaya nila na-discover because a very nice neighbor na hindi namin friends, nagpakilala and it's like, FYI.
This is what's going
this
on.
This is what's going on. I could see it from my window.
Oh, wow.
And you might want to know that your contractor is like crooked.
Oh my God.
But we found it like, that's so nice of the neighbor. I mean, they didn't have to. But because they're quote-unquote nangingyan.
Yeah.
Pero in a good way.
Nagmamalasakit. Yeah. Sa kapwa. Gets? Not sa kapitbahay kasi nilaglag niya yung kapitbahay niya eh.
Right?
But sa kapwa tao. Ganun.
Exactly. So it's very nice of them, whoever they were, to say, hey, you know what? Ninanakawan kayo nung...
How did they even figure out na ganun yung nangyayari?
No, yung ano, yung eventually, yung... I think it was my parents who found out about the house. Pero yung, yun nga, pag nag-deliver, half lang yung binababa.
Yeah.
The rest, they cart it off. It's the kapitbahay na nagsumbong.
Oh, wow.
They could see it from the house. Na, they're not unloading everything.
Damn.
They're just unloading half and then carting away the rest.
You know what? That reminds me of like, for example, a stylist recycling clothes for someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I mean, there are ways that they can do that.
Uh-huh.
And another example, me as a kapitbahay, I would knock on your door to ask for a cup of sugar. Wearing only an apron and red heels. Excuse me. Can I have a cup of sugar?
Oh my God.
Eh, kung type mo yung kapitbahay mo, why not?
Funny, this is our topic. Kasi may nakita na naman akong cutie kapitbahay.
Ay.
Over the weekend. Lolo.
Oh, okay.
But right alam mo yung alley. Lolo? Alam, ginawa mo kung si ano, Aoki, ano ah.
Simmons.
Wait, no, but ganong vibe? As in like, white hair. But you, alam mo yung the type na you can tell, pogi nung kabataan.
Yeah.
So white hair, tapos nakasambos. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, and like the fit was like giving. So I was like, at first I just noticed the fit and the white hair. So I was like, look at this old man. Parang very, alam
very
mo yun?
Put together.
Very hip.
Yeah.
And hindi lang put together, pero like, trendy pa yung mga suot. So it's like, okay. And then, syempre nag-travel na yung eyes ko to his face. And sabi ko, ay, pogi! Pogi si Lolo. Parang like, medyo iba pa yung kulay ng eyes. Parang brown, ganun. Like, light brown. Tapos, oh, parang you. Yung skin niya, parang, kahit white hair siya, batak na batak pa.
Oh.
Oh.
And then I heard, heard him speak na parang, blah, 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 please. I was like, oh, look at this, look at this, Lolo.
Look at this Hazel.
So, no, gusto ko yung pag-description niya, nagkaroon ng konting kulot sa bots niya. And then I took a look at this fail.
Hindi.
Pero konting.
Ang masasabi ko lang, I just appreciate. It's not like, you know, I have the hots for the Lolo,
but you
right?
Do too,
but
right?
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. But, you know, I could tell na parang, siguro nung kabataan nito, pogi nito si Lolo.
Dapat mag-ingat to sa akin. Kung nakilala ko to
nung bata. Buti hindi kita nakilala mga 20 years before.
Love it.
And another example, me as a kapitbahay, I'm the type to tell your parents if nagmomol kayo sa car nung naghatid sa'yo. This God. Works if magkumari yung mga nanay niya.
Mm.
Right, gets? Kasi yeah. Barkada sila.
Obviously, like, they'd be on the side of the parents.
Obviously, they'd be, yeah.
But imagine somebody your age, like kunyari meron kang classmate,
oh,
na
so
neighbor,
weird.
Tapos that classmate, siya yung
nagsusumbong.
Kasi type na yung kasama mo.
Ay.
Or type Ingen. Kanya.
Or kanya. Oh.
Possible.
Right?
Yeah.
And one last, me as a kapitbahay, I can be the accomplice. Kunyari, pag may pinadeliver kang quote, toy, na ayaw mong makita ng kinauukulan, pwede mo sa unit ko ipadeliver, tapos kunin mo na lang later.
But parang masyadong eager?
Hindi, parang like, you know, I can help, you know, a sister out. If you got some stuff.
You know, not about the, like, sauce na mga items ha. Pero diba in our condo, kasi nga binawal na yung you don't get your delivery on
like
that day.
Yes.
Like, may mga Good Samaritans na nag-volunteer na parang, okay, like maybe 5 of them from the building na parang, I'm always just
at home.
So, if anybody needs like assistance, I can pick it up for you and then you can just get it for me.
Right.
So, parang ganun. Uh-oh. I don't know if for a small fee. Hindi ko na maalala kung Good Samaritan lang or merong for a small fee.
I mean, I would do that for somebody I know. Like, kunyari, magka-condo tayo.
Yeah.
There. I mean, I'm not going to do that for like...
For like random strangers.
Like, how do I know na... Siyempre, hassle din. Kunyari,
of course.
What if, let's say, 5 people took you upon it. Tapos,
katok
all of them...
Katok sa bahay.
Araw-araw may pa-deliver.
Yeah.
Medyo
that's
hassle
annoying.
Din. Yeah. I mean, meron ding abusado, let's be honest. So, if I know you, I'd probably do that. Kasi remember, twice ka katok sa bahay niyo.
Not only
per
that,
delivery.
Twice ka bababa to pick up the delivery.
That's
to
true.
To bring up to your unit.
And then kakatok pa yung may-ari at the most inopportune moments to get naman their package. So that could be a bit
it could be an inconvenience.
Only for a friend. I would do that.
Aw, and you know what Chico did for me?
Oh,
yesterday,
what?
He was in IKEA.
Oh, yeah. Exhibit A.
And he brought me, I asked him to buy me
a hot dog pillow.
Yep, nagpabili siya ng hugger pillow. They call it a hugger.
You know, my number 2 hugger pillow because the first one you see is already at home.
At first. So, I just, you know, he was saying, "Oh, have you raided the Shadow Ente?" I was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm not in Eastwood. I'm in IKEA." And then he suddenly sent a photo. Siyempre, unang tingin ko, parang like, oh, what did Marky send me? Because it's like a long...
Phallic.
I mean, I could see it from afar. I was like, oh. Is this like
uh-oh.
A... But it's a pill pick.
It's a pill pick.
A pill pick.
A pillow pick.
So when I saw it, I was like, oh. And I thought it was small, because in the picture, it looked tiny.
Yeah.
And
it's
going to
expand.
It's a full hugger pillow.
It's going to get even bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, because I already have one of those. And like... The thing is, agawan kami. So I'm like, I need one too.
And you know what? I actually like this hugger pillow. Because ours is the one that's super big. Yung sinlaki ng tao. And it's just it takes up too much space. I could actually, you know, I'm thinking about it. I could actually buy one of these.
You should get one of them. It's
because
perfect.
It's, the size is smaller.
Actually, when you think about it, it's more convenient kasi nga, even the regular pillow is a lot bigger than that. Because, I mean, it's wider.
Yes.
So, it takes up more space. Ito kasi parang very like...
I actually ended up giving away my big hugger pillow because it's so big.
No,
yeah. It's so big.
Because like what I'm doing now is like I have 2 pillows. We have 4 pillows. And then we have 1 hugger pillow. So, what we're going to do is get rid of the 2 other pillows na hindi comfortable.
And just one
and then just get
each.
The extra hugger
exactly.
pillow.
Exactly. Right. So there you go. That's what we're doing today. Like me as a kapitbahay. If you want to join us, you know where to send in all of your entries. It's x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag me as a kapitbahay in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. Time for tea over coffee. Do you want to start with Lily Allen? So Lily Allen says she found Beyonce's cover on the album to be very weird. She said, I just feel like it's quite an interesting thing to do when you're trying to tackle a new genre and you just choose the biggest song in that genre to cover. I mean, you do you, Beyonce. And she literally is doing her. Or is she doing Dolly?
Oh.
Okay, Lily Allen.
What's up with her? First, her kids destroyed her career. Now she's going after
Queen Bee
and her beehive.
I have no idea what's going on. But yeah, some fighting words from Lily Allen, I think. In other news, Dwayne Johnson says he will not endorse a presidential candidate this year after endorsing Biden in 2020 caused, quote unquote, division. So according to The Rock, my goal is to bring this country together. I believe in that. There will be no endorsement. At this level of influence, I will keep my politics to myself. It's between me and the ballot box.
Oh, that's one way. But
staying
of course,
out of it.
But nowadays, even that is like, people will call you out for not standing up for a specific side.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, like nowadays, if you're not vocal about your politics, you will get called out.
Uh-huh.
If you're for one side,
especially in the
you'll
Philippines,
get called out. If you go on the left side, you'll get called out. If you stay in the middle, you'll get called out.
Someone always wants to fight, you know,
yeah.
From the other side. In other news, Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher announced their divorce. And they did it like, they phrased it in a way na parang very, alam mo yun, poetic.
It's very them.
Parang this was the post. After a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate your respecting our family's wish for privacy. Tapos they posted like a photo of the two of them wearing tennis outfits.
Like tennis outfits. That's actually so cute. I mean, very bittersweet. I mean, obviously, it's very sad news, but
I mean, it was a
very on brand.
True. And also, they were together for a really long
time. Were. 20 years. Hello.
I mean, that's not nothing. You know, that's an eternity in Hollywood.
It's a lifetime.
Exactly.
In Hollywood.
So, you know, I wouldn't say, yun nga, pag mga ganyan yung mga hiwalayan, parang you shouldn't say it was a failed marriage. It was successful for as long as it was.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's just a new phase.
Yeah.
And for me, if you can, well, quote unquote, joke, or at least treat the topic with a little bit of levity, you know that it's not super bad.
Mm.
I mean, if you can word it in a way na after a 20-year tennis match, it's time to put the rackets down. Alam mo yung kung nakakapag-infuse pa sila ng a little bit of humor,
mm-hmm.
then you know that it's probably an amicable separation.
Yeah. So, finally, some local tea, an update on the whole
tattoo situation. Yes.
So, the brand, the Takoyaki brand, admitted that the April Fool's tattoo disaster that made the rounds on social media was scripted and elaborately planned.
Yeah. Rolling my eyes. Not cool. I mean, in my opinion, like, lalo na when people, other brands, were already giving money. Parang, shouldn't you have, okay, April Fool's. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
they let it go on. I mean, I know that's the whole point, right? That's the whole point of the hoax, to create buzz. But you kind of should have seen the kind of feedback or pushback you'll get.
I also feel like this probably isn't going to serve them well as a brand.
Exactly.
Like, yes, you did get your name out there. But at the same time, it kind of left a bad taste in people's mouth.
Very bad taste in your mouth.
Do you really think people will be out there trying to support your brand after this whole thing?
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I guess time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Ano lang kasi parang like... But it went on longer than it should have.
Yep.
Lalo na when it involves a lot of money. And, you know, given in good faith, alam mo yung people were sending money because they thought, kawawa naman yung that. That's not cool. It's like preying on the good-natured people.
Yeah.
Or preying on the kindness of other people.
Pretty much.
It's not a good look.
But yeah, there you go. That's the tea for today. And if you guys want to sound off, you can do that by the text line or X at RX931, hashtag tea over coffee, and also 0961-1367-931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Gina Buido and to his wife, Mika. Tito Jules is also locked in and saying hello to his family. En route to the Philippines after a two-week trip in Europe. Safe flight, you guys.
You're enjoying yourselves.
Hi to Ryman Reason. And apparently Ryman Reason is in Chargao today.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryman Reason says, Chica, we're doing the tour to Mapupungko today.
Oh, you're going to
Thanks
like
for
it.
The suggestion.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Enjoy. Hello to Edward Villona and his wife, Jenny. Both locked in. Also saying good morning to Angeli. And good morning to you and to Fian. And what's up to Bon Voyage as well. We have Judai and Max in the Winter, who says, another milestone kahapon. Natalo ko si Lodi sa Batobatopic sa fan meeting. So I got the signed perfume as a prize.
Oh, nice.
That is so cool. Hello to Kenneth Kim and good morning to Butter Baby, who says, good morning sa mga papasok pa today and sa mga nakalive na for the long weekend.
And also saying hello to Queen Elaine. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Elaine. We're enjoying it at the moment.
Chico's gonna be shaking because venti. Yeah.
Loving it.
Hi to Renz, and thanks for sending all the stuff for tea as well. Miguel says, good morning. Not sure what to feel about Hazel's. Look at this, Lolo, on a Monday morning. Happy weekend.
It's the way to start the week, right?
What? Hey, cutie. You know, I just appreciate what I see. Hello to Rovi. Good morning to Kakai and Melai. Chinito Ken says, sabi pa nila umabot na sa 700k yung donations. Sounding off on one of the stuff we talked about for tea. And kaya umami na si Takoyaki eh hindi siya pinapartehan ng kuya na nagpa-tattoo. So damay-damay na daw. Is that real? I don't know about that. A lot of juice blank. And good morning to Hody A. She says, sending greets to MJ na nag-send ng college or ng collage ng throwback pics niya. Busog na busog po ako this morning.
I swear, this ODH. I swear. He is so Mia. He is so Mia.
Kind of confidential.
No, grabe. It's the tech.
Lodi H. Hody H and Lodi
H. Okay, Japat and Elmer Velasco are also locked in. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Saying hi to a few people who sent us a photo of the Barong. Did you see the Barong with the Pokemon on it?
Cool.
That's so nice. He got married in like a Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard. Oh! Get up! It's so nice. And like, I actually sent the designer a message. I was like, parang I want to make one. And I think Chico also wants to,
oh my God.
To so have cool. one made. Also greeting Lilo Boy, who watched Miss Saigon. Hope you enjoyed that. Sabi niya, rent naman next. See you soon, Marky and Ian. Yep, we'll see you there. Also greeting Renz Rufil again. Thank you for the tea. Sending us lots of tea today. Saying hi to Mike Ferrer, who says, pwede po bang maka-request ng birthday song in Korean from my favorite monster DJ na si Jackie Chan.
Hindi nga natin memorized yung Korean.
Ah, si Jackie Chan, baka lang.
Happy birthday na lang.
Okay, Jackie!
Hello, Monster RX 94.1. I'm back for the vengeance.
Okay.
Ano daw? Ano yung hoy? Marke! Marke!
Mike Ferrer.
Ako yan, ha? Ano? Korean daw, ano?
Happy birthday in Korean. Happy birthday in Korean.
Piloso po! Ano ta, diba? Solo?
Oo, oh, ikaw lang. Ikaw yung request eh.
Understandable. Happy birthday! Matthew Weir! Happy birthday! Matthew Weir! Sang Yiko!
Matiging pusa!
Mike Ferrer! Sang Yiko! Mike Ferrer!
Sang Il Chung Ha Hey Yo? Ano?
Nagawa ng paraan ni Jackie.
And now for my second number.
May second number?
When the young nasa lang and close the door.
But like Bruno. Where did that come from? My God. Jackie, tinatawag ka na ng mga nasa underworld.
It's okay.
Balik ka na
dahil. I know when I'm not wanted. So this has been this, Jackie Chanak.
Is this Jackie Chanak as Mickey Mouse as as Versace on the floor? Is that it?
This is your maligno. Jackie Chan signing off.
Baka mag-viral din ang TikTok mo pag ginanon mo.
Okay. I'm the monster. Alex Summer Sonic.
Okay na.
Monster. I'm next.
Ay, this channel.
Look at this channel.
You just gotta let him go. You know what I mean? Let him do his thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's been on the road for a while.
Hindi na naman magpakita.
Oo nga. Nagparamdam lang. Nagparamdam.
Oh, so pag nandito siya, di ba, i-maximize.
Just let him. Presence. Let him ad lib.
I-maximize the winter niya.
Good morning to Nina Hidalgo. Please say hi to Jessie and Anissa. Hello, hello. Greeting Arch Aguilar, who greets Doc Wins. And lastly, Juice Blanc, kaway kaway sa mga naka-VL today. Good morning, guys, and to all the rushers. Making breakfast now, hot dog and sinamag. You enjoy that. We are also enjoying our breakfast, courtesy of Queen Elaine.
Thank you.
And that is it for
today. Sophia's asking, good morning. At the risk of starting another suntukan sa Strata 2000 or Sabunutan, who are you guys rooting for? Nymphia, Plane, or Saphira? We were just talking about it.
Okay, go. Walang suntukan dito kasi...
In 1, 2, 3, we'll say who we are rooting
for. Sige. 1, 2, 3,
Saphira. Pero I'm okay if Plane Jane.
Ako rin, I'm okay if Saphira.
Like,
and I'm okay if...
For me, it's like, if I were to rank according to who I want to win. Saphira is my 1, Plane's my 2, Nymphia's my 3.
You know why? For me, ako ganun din, pero baligtarin mo lang. Plain Jane first, mm-hmm. Saphira second, Nymphia third. Although, to be honest, I like Nymphia. Like, kunyari, if I were to consume content from them, I like Nymphia more than Saphira. It's just that, let's face it, you know, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Hindi ko lang type yung type of... You know this, di ba? Yung hindi ako ma-pageant-y. Like, I like the Fajon queen.
Yeah.
So I do like Nymphia, but you know, Saphira deserves to win. It's just like Plain Jane. They bring different things to the
table. Yeah, they do. But they're both like...
They're both amazing.
So fierce. Honest,
they are so amazing.
Winner energy.
Plain Nymphia than Saphira. I mean, I like Saphira. She's good.
Ako lang parang everything. Ano, like consistency. Parang in as much as I would be happy if Nymphia won, I'd feel like it wouldn't be fair. It's just a part of me that's like... Not fair. Kasi overall, ang galing ng dalawa.
Yeah.
Like, the two are like, my gosh, like,
head and shoulders above everybody else.
Agreed.
Amazing, amazing. Those two, amazing. Okay, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Nina Hidalgo. My gosh, thank you very much. Me as a kapitbahay. Let's start off with Al Macchiato.
Number 10.
This will be something that Marky will appreciate.
Okay.
I would be banging on your walls and yelling to keep your noise down. Kasi hindi ako makatulog sa ingay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Especially Wednesday last week. My gosh. It was so bad.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've experienced. Especially if it's like right next to your door. Imagine if someone is like drilling right next to your bed. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like of all places, you know, there are so many places that you could hear the drilling from, but if it's right next to your side, it's
the worst.
True. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 9.
True story, hanggang 10 PM lang pwede mag-video kasi sa barangay namin. At 10:05, nireport ko yung kapitbahay namin na nagvi-videoke kasi may party sila kahit na bisita yung kapatid ko. Nagbigay naman ako ng grace period to 5 minutes.
Sana minorn mo yung kapatid mo.
10:05. Yeah, because pag nalaman nila na kapatid niya yung nagsumbong, parang awkward for
exactly.
Her. Like, here she is enjoying the party and then yung kapatid niya nagsumbong. And from JP Losopo.
Number 8.
You don't need to patronize me. Just be a civilized neighbor and we shall have no problems. You don't even have to be extra nice. Just be decent. Just be civil.
Yeah.
Just avoid those things.
You don't have to do anything out of the ordinary.
Yung mga ano lang, yung huwag kayo masyado maingay, huwag kayo magtapo ng basura dun sa side. Mm-hmm. Diba, that's usually one of the biggest simula ng away.
Uh-huh.
When you dump garbage in your neighbor's side. So that they're the ones, yung parang opposite ng example natin kanina, di ba, some people, when they're sweeping, instead of like gathering their leaves and then disposing of it, they just brush it to the side.
To the side of the neighbor. So the neighbor has to take
care. Yeah, so that they have to do the cleaning. And then, pag nakita ng neighbor yun,
gagawin din niya.
So much waste of energy.
That's why just stick to your side of the fence. Let them stick to their side. If you don't get along, and just live your life as they live theirs.
True. And from Rice Rice Baby.
Number 7.
Ako yung mamimigay ng freshly baked pandesal at mga baking experiments ko. You will love me, but also hate me kasi marami sa kanila sinisisi ako sa pagtaba nila. Kasi ang daming free food. Oh, but that's a good problem. I mean, I'm pretty sure your neighbors love you for like
for
spoiling
sure,
them.
That's so thoughtful.
That's so thoughtful, to be honest. And from Designer Dad.
Number 6.
Me as a kapitbahay, maaamoy mo lagi yung freshly brewed coffee at pwede kang humingi. That's the nice part. If you're actually like, oh, you want a cup? Sure, come on over, you know.
That's infinitely better than yung kapitbahay na amoy tuyo na or like danggit yung pag napadaan ka, that's all you smell. Alam mo
yun? Actually like, you know why that's so weird? Because after dinner, we eat dinner kasi early so that my, nagkasama yung mom ko. So usually, by the time we're with the dogs, yung mga neighbors, nagluluto pa lang.
Mm.
Like getting ready for their dinner. Mm-hmm. Kami tapos na. So we would always smell these like wonderful smells. Kasi outdoors yung dogs. Eh, mm-hmm. Within the bakuran, but outdoors. You know what I mean? So pag meron nag-iihaw or nag-prito or nag-amoy na, amoy na.
Oh my gosh.
Sarap ng ulam ng kapitbahay. We really could smell it. So
it
yeah,
nice.
it's a little thing of ours na like, bakit siguro ano to? Inihaw na liyan.
Actually, siguro sa condo din eh. Like, if you go out, yung mga tipong before dinner, before lunch, like, you can smell sa corridor kung ano yung mga niluluto. Like, sometimes, usually naamoy ko, amoy garlic rice.
Alam mo, pagdating dun sa mga mababaho na dishes, like, danggit, tuyo, pusit. Honestly, pag luto na siya, yun yung parang ayoko siyang naaamoy outside of the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag niluluto siya, I actually love the smell.
It's a great smell. Obviously. Cause
especially
it's,
if you're gonna eat it.
Even if hindi.
You enjoy it.
It was just kind of weird because there was this one morning, we smelled it in our lobby here in the... So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Although I love the smell, parang it's incongruous with the office building. Pero kunyari nga, like, let's say in the village, I'm walking and then I walk past the house na nagluluto ng tuyo and then I get a whiff of it. Oh, I love the smell.
If it's not an everyday thing, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tsaka pag gutom ka.
True. Yes.
And, no, but imagine if you're really close to their neighbor and you can just go up to them and be like, hey, can I
have
taste?
Some of that?
True.
Can we trade? Can I give you what we're eating and you can have what we're eating?
That's true. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number five.
Me as a kapitbahay, introverted. Kala mo haunted house yung bahay namin kasi you only get glimpses of me. Yeah, I mean, there are people who just don't leave the house at all. Yeah, you'd literally see them maybe in their car or
pag like lumabas, they never go out.
Walk out. Uh-oh. And from Rice Baby.
Number four.
I'm sure in villages, this is like an everyday story. Me as a kapitbahay, nagpaparinig na favorite ko ang mangga pag nakikita kong malapit ng mamunga yung puno ninyo. Bekena man! Like, honestly, like yung makopa namin, kasi kami makopa lang. It's the only thing we have to offer. We don't mind. Take as much as you want. Kahit yung may mga dalang panungkit, go for it. Huwag nyo lang babaliin yung mga sanga. Some of them talaga, they go overboard. Have like, pag wala silang panungkit, yung hang on to it, tapos isha-shake nila.
Have you caught them?
Yeah, many times. I mean, not catch. Sabihin lang namin.
Do you call them out?
Huwag nyo naman baliin. Sungkiti, kumuha na lang kayo ng sungkit. Right. Get as many as you want. Huwag nyo naman baliin yung mga branches.
E kung manghiram sa'yo, meron po ba kayong sungkit?
Kayo, susungkiting ko yung mga mata nyo. Pag hindi kayo
pwede po bang kayo na yung sumungkit for us?
Ah, talaga? O gusto mo ano, sama ko na ng gold bars? The nerve! Pwede pabalikan ko na lang mamaya, ha? Pakisungkit na, ha?
Pakisungkit na po, mga isang kilo.
Isang basket. You know, there's this cute pair of kasambays. I don't know if it's for them or if it's for their employers. They walk around the village with a, you know those wagons? Hindi siya wagon eh. Yung, what parang, do you call that? Minsan, they put their dogs there, sometimes groceries. That little, parang box na may wheels of,
like a trolley.
Like a trolley, so they take that around. They go from tree to tree. But what's cute about them is, they will ring the doorbell.
And then
say, namimitas po kami, pwede po kaming kumuha ng makopa niyo. And then they'll get.
That's nice.
That's really sweet.
I like it. Super sweet. And then I would see them. They would go to the next house and then they'll doorbell.
I love na may pa-beep-beep. Na parang, hindi yung parang diba? Assuming na just because
I mean,
it's,
okay,
like,
it's a tree. Okay din naman. Pero like, I really appreciate it. They went to the yung neighbor naman kasi namin, mangga. Sige ko, pwede pong sumungkit ng mangga. Kumuha lang kami ng fruits. Ay, sige, go. And you see that the reaction is so positive.
Yeah.
Because they're so respectful.
Exactly.
You know, and I really enjoy that. I like that when people do that. And coming from Genshin Impact. No?
Number three.
Me as a kapitbahay, pag may nagsisigawan next door, hinihinaan ko ang volume ng TV or radio para pasimple akong makikinig sa away. Oh, trust, more entertaining than any telenovela.
Oh my God. Eavesdropper.
Or not necessarily. Kasi if you were like, if you extended your effort to listen to them, you're an eavesdropper. Pero kung malakas yung boses,
then it's not your fault that you're listening.
You know, in the many years that I've lived in my building, I've only experienced it once na may nag-aaway outside. Yeah. I think they were like, siguro one walked out and then like, of
sinundan
course,
nung isa.
Pumunta na ng elevator. Yeah. And kasi sa amin, pag nasa hallway, you can hear.
You can
it.
Hear.
So, Sames. I could hear, like, them screaming at each other. And this was, like, in the middle of the night. Like, probably around 2, 3 in the morning. And gising pa ako. So, like, what the heck? Medyo natakot ako. Kasi it sounded violent.
Yes.
And, like something bad was happening. And then, syempre, hindi naman ako sumilip. Because, like, baka may makita pa ako, diba? Mm-mm. But then, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? Are they killing each other?
Tapos ikaw pa yung magiging...
Yun nga! And feeling ko tulog yung ibang neighbor, so hindi na ako lang yung naka... I was like, huh? And then nawala na. So I think nakababa na.
Tapos yung killer, i-hunt ka.
Whatever! Kaya nga nag-pretend na lang ako na I didn't hear anything. No, but I think I called the lobby just to ask, like, is there something going on? Because I could hear like loud
tapos
noises.
Tapos natawag, nag-ring yung phone mo. Tapos kala mo yung lobby, no? Na, tapos bigla niya, I know you called the lobby.
Buisit.
We have the same thing. Well, for a while. And then nag-move out sila. I don't know what happened. But like, it was a family. But the mom and the dad were always fighting. And they would always fight in the hallways.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know what was happening for a long time. This is during the pandemic. And it was just like three. We were only three people in the hallway. Uh-huh. There were some people who left the building because most of them were Airbnbs.
Mm.
So, kaalyado ko yung isang neighbor. So after all of this happens, like he would knock on my door and be like, did you see that?
Oh,
hear what happened last night. Ano kaya nangyari?
May tea over coffee maybe sila sa building.
Is she inside the ano, treasure chest in their house now?
Oh my God.
Has she been chopped?
True. Yung dati we had like a buisit neighbor sa condo. Like lagi nagsusumbong.
For
and
what?
Like, we don't know, pretty sure sila yun na ano daw, merdo. Amoy pusa daw yung like, ano, and irritang-irita kami. Tapos lagi sa nang may kaaway. They fight with the neighbor to their left, with us. And yung ganun, tapos lagi sila may reklamo. Lagi namin nadidinig yung mga people from downstairs.
Mm.
Tapos they're always shouting inside their house.
Yeah.
When they left, we were like, hallelujah. So happy they're gone.
Are they a little bit older?
Yes.
Okay.
Husband-wife na laging...
Pero alam mo, feeling ko sa amin, rare yung actual neighbor confrontations. Usually, stuff just happens sa Viber group.
Because
everybody just, kunyari may sumbong, doon na diretso. Because the admin's there. And sometimes, what's funny is, the tenants or the owners are fighting with the admin.
Yeah, exactly. Hindi kami nga, yung...
It's a second-hand cringe.
Ang kumausap sa amin, yung admin.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, here's the thing. You just told me now, right?
Mm.
I have no way to like clean the condo.
Aww.
Like, let's go upstairs now. And you tell me if amoy hayop yung condo. And it's like, hindi na sir, pero pinaparating lang. No, because the fact that you're telling me means you're giving it credence. So let's go upstairs now. We won't even stay outside of my condo. I'll take you inside of my condo and you tell me if you smell anything.
That was sabihin ng admin. Ano muna ang credence?
Spell!
Diba?
Spell credence.
So, inakit ko sila. And then there's like, may naamay kayo? Wala po. Oh. So, ano yung mga nagre-reklamo? Ano sila? Mema po. Oh, yun, tama.
So I was like,
look, you have to, like, I'm not going to, even if it's okay with you, it's not okay with me. Kasi sila parang like, we're not enforcing anything. We're just saying, this is what they're saying. So I'm like, alika. Kasi like, don't even bring it up. If you know that it's not true, if you know that they're just mema, ano, parang tenants, wag nyo na kasing, inaano, like, what's the word for it? Like, don't humor them.
Yeah.
Because, nabiwili sila eh. And they come up with these weird scenarios.
Exchange ng admin tsaka nung like one of the tenants. So, they're talking about something. Hindi ko na elaborate. Pero, sabi nung admin person, you are a renter and not a unit owner. You do not have an existing contract file. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Tapos sumagot yung ano,
si renter.
Sagot niya. May I remind you guys to treat renters or owners with same dealings because we do not stay there for free.
That is true. That is true though.
It's like, living for
tama
this,
din naman.
This
I mean,
whole
like,
situation. Tatawa lang ako. Parang, the drama.
I mean, short of the other like the rights, which is like yung basic rights,
yeah,
it should be the
of
same.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, you are... Like, if you're renting that space, you're technically the owner of that space. At that moment.
True.
You can't sell it because you're not the owner. But when it comes to
you're
rights,
the one living there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of condo wars, guess who retired?
The old lady.
Our engineer.
Ay, akala ko the old lady.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So, first, wala yung guard.
Nakaaway.
Nakaaway ko. And then, yung sinumbungan ng guard about me, yun, umalis din.
Oh.
So, I'm good again.
Exactly.
Me and the building, we're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number two. Number two.
Me as a kapitbahay, dahil maaga akong naglilinis ng aking yard, nakikita ko kung sino yung mga nagwa-walk of shame. Yung mga umuwi ng madaling araw.
Oh, yes.
Na alam mo yung nakapangbihis night out pa.
Yep.
Yung obviously, it's
oh
not...
Oh, my God.
It's not 5 a.m. outfit. It's a...
That was me in college. Like early adulthood.
The walk of shame.
Yeah. Because were you dorming?
No, but I would like go home like every weekend because my friends and I would party. So definitely, like I would go home the next day.
No, because like I would be in a dorm, right? And the dorm would be so open that we could see every floor.
Oh.
So in the mornings when I would go to school and like, for example, a classmate has an afternoon class,
uh-huh,
I would see.
Ah, for me, ano, yung mga neighbors nga na maaga magising, papunta na ng bakery to buy whatever, or yung mga nagsasweep ng, you know, around the house.
Yes.
Kitang-kita ka nila.
Tapos makikita mo ako, nagsisiga na ako ng dahil. Well, well, well. Look do we have here.
Very bad.
Uwi ba ng matinong babae? Tapos nandun ako naka-duster.
Oh my God.
Mawalis ng leaves.
Okay, boomer.
And like, alam ba ng ni baby ito, ha? Tawagan ko tong si baby, ha?
I remember distinctly
I can
one
imagine.
Time. One time, there was this Arab guy who was really, really like homophobic to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time we caught him with a boy.
Oh!
Hule.
Mm.
Hule.
And you can't deny because...
Yeah. And now you can't say certain things about people anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
True.
Right, because you were caught.
And there you go. Me as a kapitbahay.
And the top.
That was...
Not the top.
Not the top. Because this
is the top.
Is the entry.
And the top entry... Number one.
And... It comes from 77.
77 says.
Me as a kapitbahay, mapagmahal na kapitbahay.
Mm.
True story, asawa ko na ngayon, yung dating kapitbahay ko sa apartment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hey, that's nice.
Love thy neighbor.
Right, like literally.
Like literally love your neighbor.
But that would be cute. Kunyari like, neighbor mo yung napangasawa mo. Kasi pwedeng, kunyari, jowa mo na siya. Tapos, nag-move in siya, not to your condo, but to the same building, for example.
Yeah.
To be closer to
for
each other.
For convenience.
Then that doesn't count. Pero yung literally
you
na
kilala
mo
siya. As neighbors.
Neighbors na kayo. I think that's cute.
That's really cute.
That's really cute. And can you imagine how much easier it is for you while you're dating?
Because you're right next door.
You're right next door. You could sleep over anytime.
And yung hatid sundo,
not a problem. Tapos pag kunyari yung, you're, let's say, in the other person's unit and then kahit magkaibang floors pa yan and you forgot something, you could just easily go up or down to your unit.
Yeah.
And,
that's
cute,
so
right?
Awesome.
I know.
I mean, the first guy I ever dated, went out on a date with, was a neighbor.
Was a neighbor?
Yeah.
Pero village or like condo?
Not condo. Like sa
like,
bahay.
Like village.
Oo.
Ay, okay.
I know of a couple here, Ortigas.
Mm.
They're not in the same unit, but like their condo buildings are in the same block.
Oh.
So medyo lalabas ka, maglalakad ka lang ng
konti. But it's still so convenient.
It's still so cute.
Because you can like,
yeah,
you know,
tapos they just
breakfast.
Call each other up na parang pag kunyari pa uwi na, they're like, oh, san tayo? Sa inyo sa amin? Yung gano'n.
You know, that's...
It's so cute.
I think that's a good setup. I would enjoy that setup probably. Now, ha? But
ikaw
maybe...
Ikaw kasi gusto mo permanently, eh. Ito, eh, pag nagliligaw... I'm talking about nagliligawan pa lang sila. Ikaw gusto mo kahit kayo na gano'n pa rin.
No, I just like the option.
No, but it's
I
true.
Just like having that, like, space na I can go to if I want to be alone.
No, my friend... was espousing the same thing. I and they've like been together for a long time.
It's a Carrie Bradshaw thing, you know? It's very Carrie Bradshaw. No. But she kept her apartment even after they got married.
I have another friend. Ganun din.
I would do that.
Like literally.
If I could afford
it's
it.
It's a smart decision.
Literally, magkatabi yung condo nila ng jowa niya. And then, when I asked, why don't you just move in? And they were like, we like it this way.
Like, this is a good setup for us.
Yeah, it's true. It's
you
true.
Make your own rules anyway as a couple.
I mean, obviously for me, I prefer that we stay in the same
house.
As a house.
Backpack?
Backpack, Martin.
Hello.
Obviously, it's not my thing.
But you prefer to stay in the same house or you prefer to be within, like, within
millimeters from each
other.
Yeah,
like not even one, I wouldn't say a foot. I would say like maybe within 8 inches of like each other.
8 inches and then slowly go into 0 inches.
No, because...
And then back again to 8 inches.
Okay naman.
And then
ang
back
OA
to
0 inches. Ang OA niya naman. Kasi
bakit?
Wala namang masama kung kunyari magbabanyo at sasamahan kita para hindi natin mamiss ang isa't isa. Wala namang masama doon.
Normal. Normal naman pala.
Hello! Normal kaya yun? Wala namang masama.
Pero di ba before, you both had units.
Yeah.
Your own units.
Mm.
See? So,
okay,
ganun din.
If you had the number 2, would you prefer that the door is like open? If you're significant, you know.
Oh, we took out the doors.
And it's true. I've seen it. We've seen it. Walang door. I'm like, oh my gosh, where is the door? How am I supposed to do my business?
In the condo, that's true.
No, we're already talking to somebody
to put
the doors.
It's just a curtain.
We're already talking to somebody to put doors.
Thank God I've never needed to go number 2 while know, right? In your condo.
Magkaka-door na magkaka-door.
And ako yun. So... How the heck are we gonna survive?
I know, right? Pero yun, like for me, it would be like, obviously it won't work for me. But I know, yun nga, at least 2 couples that they prefer it that way. Kasi ang lapit-lapit naman. Yung isa within Ortigas, yung isa literally magkatabi yung building.
Like, yeah.
Wala lang access. Pero lalabas ka lang ng konti, go next door, and then go up to her like jowa.
Like, kasi... Minsan din, magkaiba kayo ng idea ng partner mo. Like, for example, I remember, like, I have an ex na whenever he'd use the bathroom, he never closes the door. Kung alam niyang I'm just there.
This is so
you know
Miranda.
What I mean?
This is so Miranda.
But, like, when it's my turn and yeah. I need to use the bathroom, whatever it is I'm doing, even if I'm just gonna pee or, like, yeah. you know, brush my teeth, or I'm the type na I'm used
close
to closing the door and, like, locking it. Mm. So that's what I do. And wala naman din siyang problema. Okay lang naman siya. It's just, you know, I just find it interesting na magkaiba-iba talaga yung
and couple
preference.
Couple two. Before, I don't know now, pero before, they used to argue a lot.
Mm.
So sabi niya, parang it's very useful. Kasi magbabati naman sila. It's just that, pag nag-awa, parang it's better that, like, okay, I'll just go back to my unit. And then they can cool down separately. And then tomorrow, okay na ulit sila.
Okay.
So they kind of need that physical space.
Like distance.
Uh-oh. Because I was like, wouldn't it be like better for you financially if you just paid one rent instead of two? Diba ako kasi
of course. And if you're going to be practical about
and
lalo
it. And lalo na, you're like, you're literally just next to each other.
Yeah.
If you just rented one place, you would save so much.
Save so much money.
And hati kayo, diba?
Yes.
Hati kayo dun sa isa. And you will save so much. Ayun nga, sabi nila parang...
okay naman kami. Ganun.
Okay pa naman, so...
Kaya naman.
We'd like to keep it this way.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to keep it on, please.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah. Don't fix it.
If you meet someone and they propose to you or ask you to move in, they'll be like, will you be my Hazel Hati?
Kahati sa expense.
My Hazel Kahati. Oh, so...
I don't know. Like, if I were to move in, kunyari, the same house or the same place, there just has to be, like, a room where I can be alone if I need to be alone. You know what I mean? It's not like I will insist on us having 2 separate places. You know what I mean?
Meron daw siyang rinedy sa'yo sa basement.
Ay, gusto ko naman yun.
Meron naman, ano, meron lang mga, ano, rehas, tsaka...
Ay!
Ano?
Restraint. Ano sa barbarian?
Restraint. Parang sa barbarian. Ano kaya nakita mo? Like the perfect guy. The perfect guy. Tapos parang like, actually, you know what? I have a big basement. I'll share with you. Tapos pagbaba mo, hindi lang siya basement. Tunnel
siya. It's a tunnel.
Siya. It's a tunnel.
Oh my God.
Tapos dito ka matutulog.
Ay, wow!
Merong rehas.
Oh my gosh.
Merong ganon. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, ano ba to? Fantasy ba to? Or real life? Kasi kung fantasy lang, parang okay. That sounds fun. Uh-uh. Pero kung real life, parang pass.
Tsaka sabi niya, you can let go of your apartment. You won't need it.
You're never coming home.
Oh,
God, abducted!
Oh, no!
Katakot
yun. That's why, alam mo talaga, when I was younger, I just really wouldn't go out on dates. It's precisely because of that. I'm so scared.
Lahat kidnapper.
Kasi I watch all of these things, right? And I have an overactive imagination. I would be so scared.
Yeah.
Lalo na in other countries.
Yeah.
So scared.
Well...
That's why it's so difficult pag someone new. That's exactly. Why also we find comfort in, like, for example, ex. Kasi alam mo na na hindi naman...
They're not, well...
Oh, you survived that. They didn't do anything. You
parang
know,
merong
you
theme.
Together.
Parang bumabalik tayo lagi sa yung ganong train of thought.
Na?
Ano ko lang, ha?
Sa ex.
Notice ko lang.
Hindi naman... Sinasabi ko lang. That's why there's comfort in what's familiar. Because you know that they're not gonna like slit your throat
well,
while you're
you
sleeping.
Don't know yet.
I don't know yet. That's true.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Baka hindi mo palang nararating yung point na yun.
While you were away from each other.
Hindi mo alam, nakadodge ka na ng bullet.
Oh no.
But there you go, the top 10. Me as a kapitbahay. If you've got entries, you know what to do. Send them over x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag me as a kapitbahay in all your posts.
TMR top 10. The morning rush top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and let's start off with some greets.
Hello to more texters like Mar and Advent Choi. Hi to your roommate, AJ and Harold, or roommates. What's up to Gabrielle Imenzo? Good morning to Justin Sayana. Also saying hi to Yontifian and... hi to Unknown. Good morning, Chico Hazel and Marquis. This is Louis from UAE. Sorry, the font is just... Hello, hi to all Dubai rushers out there. Enjoy the long holiday. To everyone, sa mga nasa office, but not for nurses like me. 1 week, ingit. Hello to Ron, and also saying hello to Ron's son, Nico. Good morning to Jumil Ann. Hi to Alvin Valencia. Request for a birthday blending, please, for my wife, Carla. It's her birthday and first day at her new work. Thank you from Alvin. Okay, so that's for Carla. Hello to Butter Baby. Sasama sa banyo. Ano yan? Toddler?
What? Well, if you miss each other.
Right, because you were away from each other for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Hello to Sebadi, Mitch, hi to Renz again, and former Sanchez. Maxim also says, Seng il chuka hamida, yun kasi.
Ayun, hirap.
Ang hirap naman matandaan, guys. But yeah, that's it for now, and the blending for Carla.
Why don't we check X first and see if there's anyone else we need to greet? But apparently there isn't. But I took Man Machine and Melai Supergirl, as well as, Genshin Impacto and Coco Hernandez, who got tail ended.
What?
Minor damage, but still an eyesore. I believe participle is higher than the actual fix. May I ask details of that shop in Marikina, please? I sent it not to you. So sabi niya, thanks. And yeah, that's it for greets. So let's get to the birthday blending. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Carla.
Happy birthday to you. All right, so here we go. Let's do the top 10 courtesy of Nina Hidalgo. Thank you, Nina. Let's start off with Queen of Deadma.
Number 10.
Lagi sa amin nagbibilin na pakitingin pakitingin-tingin yung bahay ng kapitbahay namin pag mag-out of town sila. At walang tao for a couple of days. Usually kami nilalapitan for this kasi alam ng lahat na laging may tao sa amin hanggang madaling araw may gising. Like maybe they have a lot of people in the house and
iba-iba yung scared.
Iba-iba yung scared. So at one point, at any point in the day, there's bound to be one or two people still awake.
In a way, it's good to have a neighbor like that kasi feeling mo safe. Pero at the same time, di ba parang, alam mo yun, di ba, lagi na lang may...
May aktibidad.
May nangyayari. Yeah. O lagi may gising. Like you can't even have like private time.
Feeling
pero mo, lagi
kung may neighbor naman ano, kung neighbor naman, pwede namang hindi mo alam na gising sila. Gets?
True.
Kung nasa kwarto naman sila.
Unless yung tipong gising tas nasa balcony.
Ah, wag ganon, di ba? Or nasa yard. Or nasa harap ng bahay. And from Forever Alone.
Number 9.
This is actually nice. Me as a kapitbahay, taga-abono ng deliveries mo pag wala ka sa bahay para hindi na bumalik pa si Kuya Ryder.
That's so,
a step further pa than the whole kukunin ko sa baba. Pati yung bayad, sila pa yung
that's magbabayad. Awesome. That's a good neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have one of these. Shout out to Jenica. But I don't know if she's still in the unit eh. Minsan nakita ko siya, minsan hindi. So I think she has a different place as well. But sometimes, for example, may item ako sa baba na wala ako sa area. She'll do that.
Yeah, it's cute. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 8.
Me as a kapitbahay, may design competition tayo. Ala Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. Pag nagpintura kayo ng gate, gagawin kong ginto yung gate.
God.
At pag kunyari, naglagay kayo ng statue sa lawn, eh magpapa-landscape ako na may kasamang grotto at fish pond.
The competition is real.
But wasn't there a movie like this? Parang like The Joneses or something this, like... It was a comedy show before.
Ako yung naisip ko yung kay Zac Efron. Yung Neighbors? Ito naman yung palalaan. Oo.
Yung ba yun? Basta meron parang ganun eh.
That one is the one
Rose
with the...
Rose Byrne and like...
yeah, the family on one side and the other side's a frat house.
Oo.
Ah, oh, parang iba naman.
Remember that?
Oo. And coming from J.P. Losopo.
Number 7.
Me as a kapitbahay, palagi akong lumalabas ng madaling araw. Pero hindi ako aswang. Graveyard lang po. Kaya ako lumalabas para lang bumili ng snacks. So, lalo na kunyari, work from home, graveyard. Tapos yung parang like, lumalabas ng bahay ng 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. So, nowadays, there is no such thing as a regular schedule. Everyone works different hours.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Parang safer it's insane. Din.
Safer din.
Safer around the neighborhood kasi laging ang
lagi may gising, lagi merong nasa convenience store, nasa cafe. And coming from Rice Rice Baby.
Number 6.
Me as a kapitbahay, makakasigurado ka na i-deliver ko ang mga packages mo na mistakenly nailagay sa mailbox ko. Honesty is my policy.
Hey, that's a good neighbor, I guess.
Actually, there are weird instances where we get like sometimes like a letter or mail na address namin, tama yung address, pero mali yung name. So
okay.
It's like, why is it our address? I don't know. So we don't know where to bring it.
Oh.
Because it's just a name.
Do you just bring it to the admin para they can, baka naman they can match the name.
Maybe.
To
maybe.
One of the residents. Yeah.
And coming from Maxim the Winter.
Number 5.
Me as a kapitbahay, ginajudge ko yung mga nakasampay ninyong damit. Lalo na yung mga butas-butas ninyong underwear. Parang pwede naman kayong bumili ng bago.
Tapon nyo
diba?
Na yan.
Tapon nyo na yan.
Pero I guess kasi yung iba, they call it like period undies.
Oh, that's true.
So, of course,
okay
you don't wanna
lang
like,
naman,
you don't wanna stay in your regular true. Underwear. So, you kind of save the ones that aren't so nice.
Pero hey. Sana naman hindi naman yung all out unwearable. You know what I mean?
Huwag mo isampay sa labas, you know?
Hey.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of underwear with holes in them.
True.
Especially a hole right at the bottom of the underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 4.
Me as a kapitbahay, the one with the witty Wi-Fi names like K-pop, The Good Work, and The Promised Land. This is like an IT.
Oh my gosh.
IT kind of wit, right?
K-pop, The Good Work.
Yeah. And from Al Macchiato.
Number Number three.
Me as a kapitbahay. True story, I've lived in our flat for 5 years and I've never seen or talked to any of our neighbors. And also for Maxim the Winter naman, true story, kahit 10 years na tayo magkapitbahay, di pa rin kita marirecognize kasi hindi ko kilala mga kapitbahay namin. Unless you introduce yourself. Like if it's just like regular kapitbahay, like, yeah, same. Actually, this is also very me.
Same.
And from JR Keita.
Number two.
Me as a kapitbahay, ako yung kapitbahay na lumalabas ng bahay ng maagang maaga, may curlers pa sa buhok. Kunwari nagwawalis sa harapan, pero sumasagap lang talaga ng chismis. very that.
Oh my God.
Tsaka dapat yung ano, yung curlers mo, yung may curlers ka, tapos nakabalot pa ng, yung what do you call that?
It's
yung,
like the parang wrap, the head wrap.
The head wrap scarf-ish thing.
Very Lola.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Me as a kapitbahay comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
yung kapag napansin kong late na at hindi pa dumarating yung kapitbahay namin, pinapakain ko yung dog nila kahit hindi naman nila binili.
Aww.
Kilala naman ako ng dog nila and they know that we love dogs.
That's
you know,
sweet.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That is so sweet. I mean, take care of it. Like, sometimes it's not that they're pabaya, but sometimes, you know, one schedule bleeds into another.
At saka, ipaalam mo din sa kanila.
Ipaalam mo din.
You have to be aware na you're doing
kasi
that.
Kasi you might be double feeding the dog. Eh.
Mm-mm. True. So, there you go. Two more batches coming right up.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on facebook.com/RX931. We're also on Twitch and YouTube. So please find us. We're going to do TMR taste test for our in between. But for now, let's say good morning to more monsters like Carlo Lozada wants to greet his wife, Marielle Ann Lozada, and baby Carl Johan. Hello to Lilo Boy, who wants to greet Kiko Matet, Mins, Rob, and CJ. Hello to John as well. And I think that's it for now for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to Renfrew Phil saying hi to my life Supergirl. Darwin Unisan says hello. He says VL, Vigla and Leave. That's what VL is.
Getting ready for the long weekend.
Lilo Boy says hi to Kiko. Yeah, Matet. And Mims, Rob, and CJ, thank you for Miss Saigon. Iyak moment yesterday. Yes, so hope you enjoyed that. I really want to watch it too. Sayang, walang masyadong time. But yeah, would love to see that. Kasi, well, they run Tuesdays to Sundays. So I guess may chance pa, diba? So who knows? Let's go. Why don't we watch?
We could.
Let's
we
do could. A TMR date. Aww. And that's it for greets.
All right, so first batch of the top 10. Me as a kapitbahay thanking Nina Hidalgo for the topic. Let's start off with, let me see here, Forever Alone.
Number 10.
True story, ako na lang yata ang gumagamit ng gagatong sa kalan namin pag nagluluto sa buong street namin. Very old school. Grabe yung usok. Parang kukunin na kami lahat ni San Pedro.
How do you even?
Gatong meaning wood, I'm guessing.
Like uling.
Like, or uling, yeah. I guess old school stove. But oh my gosh, that must take
effort,
so long before.
No?
Oh, diba? You'll
start a fire.
And coming from Victoriano.
Number nine.
Speaking of smoke, ako yung magsisiga ng tuyong dahon kung kailan bagong sampay ang mga labahin ng mga neighbors.
So mag-aamoy usok yung mga
para mag-aamoy usok.
Clean clothes nila.
Horrible.
Kahit anong iluto mo, kakapit yun. Uh-oh. For sure.
And from Wildfire.
Number eight.
Walang maliit na problemang hindi ko kayang palakihin.
Uy.
Goodness gracious. The worst kind of neighbor. Alam mo yung maliit na bagay, biglang, bakit ano?
Nakarating sa barangay?
Uh-oh. And from kind. Rovi.
Number seven.
Yes. That is correct.
Tama.
Very, very good.
May tama yan.
Number 7.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay. Support ko ang karaoke ng 3 a.m. Go lang, guys. Kasi sa tanghali naman ako natutulog eh, bilang graveyard. Wag lang kayo kakanta ng tanghali.
Nang tanghaling tapat.
Which, to be fair,
rare.
Pretty rare. Because usually talaga yung karaoke, party. Like when you're winding down na.
Uh-oh.
Yung after dinner. After dinner usually, gusto nyo pa mag whatever.
Yeah.
From Poik.
Number six.
Me as a kapitbahay, I am the reporter. I have a direct line to the lobby guards for your noise, your cigarette smoke, the cooking smell, garbage disposal, unleashed pets. You decide to party at 12, expect to be shut down by 12:05.
The snitch at the building.
12:05.
Snitch bish.
I know, right?
Have you had an experience like that? Where there is a really loud party next door and you silently let
reported?
The admin know.
Parang it hasn't gone to that. Pero yeah, we've had noisy neighbors. Pero usually, tiis-tiis. And usually naman pag ano, like if it's Christmas or New Year, we give it to them because it is the season. Yeah. Mm. And usually naman yun.
So you're not the Grinch.
No naman, no naman. Like, we know that people are probably partying and like, I mean, you can't tell them not to play music until 12 because that's how New Year works.
Yeah.
You're supposed to party until 12 and at 12, yeah, Happy New Year. And you're supposed to make noise, right? So, I kind of get it na lugi ka if let's say you live alone and you don't feel the need to do those superstitious noise making. Yeah.
Sa amin may mga occasional complaints sa Viber group na parang kapag may nag-workout at night and then they hear the thud of like the weights dropping. So nagagalit yung the floor below and
I get
they
that
usually
though.
Report it.
Kasi pwede ka naman mag-workout na walang mga thud. You can put down the weights.
Or maglagay ka ng mat.
Nang maayos, diba?
Diba, all over.
Totoo.
Yeah, like as long as the thud isn't like then it's fine.
Yeah.
Because like if it's just a single thud, I'm okay with that. But if it's multiple thrusts, I mean
true.
Thrusts.
Like you know when they do the what do you call that? The hip thrusts.
Mm.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
At saka pag hindi kasi machine, ang hirap. Like when it's like loose weights. Diba?
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
Really that's really the difficulty.
Pag tinadthud ka sa ingay, magagalit ka.
Sabi ni Rico Robles, the headboard.
Oh, okay.
Iba yung, ibang thud.
Iba yun. Iba yun.
Mm.
And,
fun yun. Fun!
From Rhyme and Reason.
Number 5.
I am the neighbor who has stayed the longest in the village. So I know who has stayed and left and why they moved in and out of it. I know the type of people in each home and I have observed everyone. If you ask me, I will be the best witness. Like in a lawsuit. Like in a... Kasi...
Ikaw yung ililigpit kasi ang dami mo ng alam.
Hindi, tsaka ang galing niya mag... Like details. Like what time did they leave? What color was the car that sped off? You know, that kind of thing. That's very useful.
It's good to have.
Do your guards take note when you like step out of the condo? Because parang sa amin, yes.
Parang
like every time we'd step out, like they would write on their little logbook.
If you step out of the condo, meaning like you walk out of the door.
Yeah. As soon as you walk out of the door.
But
parang kunwari, they take
what if you
note.
You drive off in a car?
I think it's the same. In
they
general, they
well.
Just kind of like, yeah, log stuff.
Do they? Parang
sa amin, ganun.
Go, sure.
That's why pag bago yung guard, they will ask you like what unit.
Hindi, yun.
Para
that's a given.
Ko, kasi ninonote nga. They have to know, they have to recognize like the tenants and everything.
Kami kasi, hindi naman kami dumadaan sa lobby. Because, di ba, if you park.
Like, what if tatawid ka to buy something? Kasi sa amin, kahit bibili ka lang, parang may note.
Ah, really?
Unless dun lang mismo sa like kasi there's a convenience store downstairs.
Hindi, walang note.
Pero diba,
they just say hello. They just say good afternoon, sir.
Pagpasok mo sa condo or with your car, they note down your license plate number and they know exactly
if the guard is new. Because like most guards know the car.
No, but I mean, for precaution, they put down your it down just
kasi
in case.
Hindi na namin nakikita, eh, diba? Like if we enter the parking, if we drive up, we don't see it anymore if they were writing something down.
Right.
So baka naman. Baka
feeling
naman
ko na lang din siguro in case you have a visitor, so at least they know to
that's
tell
true.
Na parang wala sa...
Mm-hmm. So baka naman. Baka nga they write something. Coming from Rice Baby.
Number four.
Mia sa kapitbahay, sinesenyasan ko yung naniningil ng 5'6 kung saan ka nagtatago para hindi ka makatakot.
Ba't ang hilig mong pahamak ng mga neighbors na ito
pang
kapitbahay na
ito? Behind the bushes. Look behind the bushes. They're hiding there. So, yeah.
Hindi. Or yung, alam mo yung pang pelikula, yung parang, ay, parang umalis po. Pero like, tinuturo secretly.
Or yung mga
wala
ano,
po ata. Wala.
Or yung mga ano, nag-out of town,
daw
sabi niya,
po.
Nag-out of town daw sila.
Tapos yung mata mo yung talagang jutsil sa loob.
Like the worst liar. Oh my gosh, that would be horrible.
And like with their lips, they're like pouting towards the direction.
Pointing to where you're hiding. Look behind the water tank. Yeah, that kind of thing. And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
Me as a kapitbahay, sa dami ng stray dogs na pinapakain ko dati, feeling ko busit na busit sa akin yung mga neighbors ko. Kasi doon na sa street tumatambay, tas nagpupupo and wee-wee yung mga strays.
Because not everybody
are animal lovers. Doon, I know of cases where, lalo pag compound, yung you share the same common area.
True.
Tapos one unit feed strays, nagagalit yung iba.
Diba may parang because, nag-viral na ganyan, sa isang condo lang sila. Tapos yun, parang no pets allowed yung condo. Pero outside, meaning still within the
still
premises,
within the premises,
may nag-feed ng stray. So parang dumadami daw.
Yeah.
And they're saying, but this is like a, you know, not a pet-friendly condo. So why are you attracting all the strays? So may arguments sila about it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
My grandmother in Norway used to get angry at us for feeding the swans. Because the swans would come every single time we had like bread out or whatever.
Yeah.
So she would get angry because whenever the swans come, they'll always be like begging.
Oh, okay. Like dogs and cats.
Like dogs and cats.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on the stray.
Tsaka yung swans, minsan nangahabol. Yung swans ni Lisa Vanderpump sa bahay niya.
Nangahabol sila.
Lumalabas sila nung little pond. Naglalakad sila. Like pumapasok sila. Hinahabol nila some of the guests sometimes.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
And they look so elegant pa naman.
They
so
do, cool. But you know,
so
they're like geese. Same as geese.
Oh, geese naman. Yeah. Geese really like, yun. Some people in the province, I heard, they take care of geese instead of dogs. They say they're better.
Yeah.
Guards.
Guard dogs. Yeah, they're better than guard dogs.
Oh, Chico, may entry si Rico Chismoso.
Mm.
I'm also that neighbor, the longest sa building and know everyone's story. I see all that every day because I shadow box in front of the condo. So I see everyone from Walk of Shame to Hall of Fame. Rumaram.
Ay.
Ay.
I mean, he's not cheap. Rico Chismoso for
on
nothing.
Brand.
That's true.
Si Rico yung may logbook. Si may logbook sa kanila.
Oo. Tapos ano na? Ano na kayo? Mare-report na kayo sa All Out.
No.
Sinong celebrity? Sinong celebrity
blind
ang umuwi
item.
Ng 3
a.m.?
Anak
ko, yung mga kapitbahay pa naman ni Rico.
Ay!
Nare-report niya nga sa akin eh. Kung
diba?
Ano nangyayari, diba?
Oo. And also, let me see here. Sabi ni Patrick, these geese... They're trying to kill me.
They're trying to murder me.
Do you know these geese? Yon, get on. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number two.
True story, in the early 2000s, yung tawag sa amin, ng kapitbahay namin, yung quote, bahay na mahilig kay Britney Spears.
Malakas kasi ako nagpapatugtog noon. At laging album ni Britney. So, they became known as the bahay na mahilig kay Britney Spears.
So, kung yung bahay nyo, bibigyan ng nickname ng neighbor for the music that you usually blast at home, ano yung sasabihin?
Oh! Bahay na mahilig sa tunog ng palaka. Kasi yun yung piniplay ni Bibi mo lagi yung pag hindi siya makatulog. Really? Like swamp sounds.
My God.
Yes.
Swamp sounds?
Swamp sounds. Or sometimes that's, rain sounds.
That's what puts them to sleep?
Yeah. I never play music at home. I always play music in my headphones when I'm walking. Never at home. So, pag yun, pag may nadinig na akong palaka, hindi makatulog.
Si Baby Leo, lahat ng sounds don't work with him.
Oh.
What works with him is the sound of water.
Oh.
See there, like meron everyone din siya yung rain. Meron din siya yung parang ambon, tunog ng ambon. Mm. Oh, it's so weird, like ambient sounds. Yan yung gusto niya. And also, the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Me as a kapitbahay comes from Rice Baby.
Rice Baby says,
daig ko pa ang presidente ng Homeowners Association pagdating sa pag-call out ng mga violations sa village. Kahit hindi naman ako affected.
Wala That's lang.
The self-appointed policeman.
Oh my God.
Woman.
Medyo nakakainitan yung ganyang neighbor.
Oo.
You better make sure na never kang magkaroon ng slip. Kasi once na magkaroon ka, everyone will report you.
Oh no.
Give you a taste of your own medicine.
Like I remember, there's this maingay house in the village. Karaoke, like serious, one block away, nadidinig mo yung karaoke nila. And then, napag-chismisan lang nung mga household staff. Parang, ba't walang nagko-call out dun sa maingay? Ang ingay-ingay pag may party dun. Turns out, mga parak.
Mga parak?
So, bahay ng parak.
So, walang makareklamo.
Walang makareklamo.
Sila yung ano.
Sino yung magre-reklamo?
Pupulisin nila yung sarili nila.
Diba? So, that's tough. But there you go. One more batch coming right up.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And let's do some final greets.
Paulit-ulit siya.
Kasi naka-off yung mic.
Good morning to Cindy, Chico, any tips? For fur babies na first time maglo-long road trip.
Oh! Well, you know what? I sanayin nyo muna with short trips. Kung first time, ha?
Bagulatin with
like do little trips. Like within, around the village, 5 minutes.
Just to get used dun sa car setting.
Oo. Tapos minsan, tas tagalan nyo ng konti. Para lang hindi niya first time, tapos road trip agad. So that they get used to how the movement of the car, how they will choose their position. I don't know if kinakandong nyo sila or uupo sila on their own. That's how you usually get them used to it.
Because they might get restless.
Make it very
stressed.
Pleasurable for them so that they don't get inip. So yeah. Drive them around first. Wag biglaan. So if let's say you plan your road, sana hindi today yung road trip nyo. Kunyari plan nyo next week.
Uh-huh.
This weekend. The next few days, i-drive around nyo muna siya. Short distances.
Eh paano kung ito na? Kung mag-road trip na now?
Well, bring lots of siguro mga towels.
And
kanyan.
Take breaks, no?
Sometimes, yeah, take breaks. That's what we do.
Stop,
like I remember si Church first time namin. Which, when nagpagas kami, tas, you know, bathroom break for us, nilakad-lakad din namin siya para may konting breaks.
To stretch his short legs.
And some kasi, sana hindi nyo problem. Like for example, si Hiroshi, when Hiroshi was a puppy, he would always throw up.
Oh.
Nahihilo siya. Not anymore, pero before, nung baby siya. So, yeah, bring mga wipes, mga towels, just in case.
Okay.
Pero, if you get them used to it, you'll have a much easier time. So if I were you, my tip is drive them around first before your road trip.
Yeah.
Okay, Cindy says, thank you, Chico. Hello to the Super James who wants to say happy birthday. Homer, sweet home! Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Homer!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Homer.
And Elena.
Elena.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Homer and Elena. I didn't know that he had a twin. I've known Homer like since forever, and like, you have a twin sister? I never knew.
We've never met your twin. Wow. Hello to Mark Enriquez. Good morning, John Paolo Valdez. Keith Walter. Also saying hi to Ronaldo Kinyo Ambet. Greet naman po from baby. Pag-greet from baby Chico.
Oh.
May sasabihin sa'yo ni Baby Whale, no!
Mama, ka naman. Hindi naman ako nang ano. Hello na lang ba sa mga kapapote.
O, ginreat mo ba?
Oo, oh, binotin ko naman siya.
Si Ambet.
Ambet. Hindi ko naman niya ako eh. Kuto ko lang ng raruan.
Oh my God. Nerd. Ay. Why is that so real? Feeling
I know,
ko
right?
Yung sabi mo talaga kay
ganun
Baby Whale.
Ganun talaga.
Raruan.
Raruan.
Oh, Chef Chefin, Coco, and Jay Escobar are all locked in as well. Good morning!
Sabi ni Elmer, parang may sapi lang.
Oo, very bad.
No, very bad.
Sabi ni JN, parang Mickey Mouse on the floor.
On the floor kasi nagmamakaawa eh.
And close the door. Umumutay to, friend.
My God.
Can't take it anymore.
Bakit nag-bleed na si Jackie talaga kay Baby Chico?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Also, hello. I mean, hello.
Ayan na, oh. Ayan na, oh. Okay.
Nag-react na. Thanking Nina Hidalgo for the topic, me as a kapitbahay, a numberless. Let's start off with Al Macchiato. Sa office, I am very strict with keeping my own things from encroaching into my table mate's space. Merong invisible line that I never cross to show that I respect her space. Lalo na in those work, ano na, medyo you're in like one big table, like one big long table. Mm. Tapos medyo dikit-dikit kayo. Yun, si Al Macchiato is very, ito yung kapitbahay in terms of cubicles.
Yeah.
Or tables. She makes sure that none of her things ever goes across that invisible line.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Very respectful.
That's respectful.
I super appreciate that. Kaya ngayong, as for me, sobrang triggered ako when I see it on X, for example. Did you see that video of this girl? She was on a plane. The girl in front of her, the girl in the seat in front of her, put her super long hair.
Mm.
Sinampay niya dun sa likod nung seat.
So beautiful.
Which goes into
your space.
Your
That's
space.
My space.
It's
yeah.
Like literally she couldn't watch anything because the girl's hair was over the entire thing. Tapos pagkakain siya, yung buhok nung girl, halos sumasaw-saw na dun sa food. That's, oh my God, I can't.
Dilipit niya?
Hindi naman. Nilagyan lang niya ng ano. Bubble
gum. Isa dito sa comments, hate ko yung pagdating mo, may nakapatong sa table mo.
Ah, oo.
Alam mo, ako, yeah. You know what I do when it comes to that? Pag yung may something that doesn't belong to me and then I see it on my table, ilalagay ko sa ibang table.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't care kung sa'yo to, pero dito sa akin.
So. It's not mine.
Not mine.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, another pet peeve. Pet peeve.
Brute!
Pet peeve.
Ano yung pet peeve?
Another pet peeve.
I'm sorry.
Pet peeve.
Pet peeve kasi.
Pet peeve.
Tsaka ano, Saturday, consistent siya. Fruit, tsaka pet food.
Fruit juice.
Fruit juice. And pet food. The final top 10.
I cannot. Ano yung sasabi niya?
Aalis siya for 3 days. Aalis pala ako today 3 nights.
Bakit? Bakit? Aalis ko na. Hindi ka ni Papa alam.
Oh my gosh. Si Keith Walter goes, nobody is perfect. Listen, I got this last week with Thea Astley. We were sitting next to each other and you know how my handwriting's chicken scratch. She goes, oh my gosh, is that your handwriting? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, nobody's perfect.
Sabi ni Harvey, Pilipino ka naman.
So sa lahat nagsasabi na I'm going to join Mr. Universe and I'm half Filipino, half Norwegian, I am Pilipino.
Yes. That is true. And from Rice Rice Baby, me as a kapitbahay, I make sure maganda at mabango ako paglabas ng bahay. I don't wanna disappoint my admirers na nakatingin sa akin papunta sa sasakayan ng tricycle. Yeah, if you have fans, yeah, you should be very like conscious about how you look like. And from Victoriano, nagsusoli lang ako ng Tupperware kapag may handaan sa inyo. With matching, what? May handaan kayo? What a coincidence!
What timing! Oh,
what
oh
timing!
Gosh.
And perfect!
Dala-dala ko itong
Tupperware yung isosoli ko. Hindi ko muna isosoli para meron akong maiuwi.
That's smart. Smart, smart, smart.
And from Poik, in the province, the dynamics are different. If we harvest fruits from our land, expect a fresh basket of fruits. No charge, delivered to your door that same day. Our version of this is my sister, because they have a huge plot of land in Alfonso with lots of fruit trees. So pag namunga yung mga ano nila, santol or whatever, oh, we always get like a fresh harvest. Yeah. So they share their harvest with us and yeah, we get like really delicious fruits.
Fresh fruits.
Oo. Eh kasi nga ganun. Pag kunyari nga meron kayong lupain na may mga puno-puno. Yeah, I can expect, you can expect a lot of that. And I would do it. Like if we had a lot of trees, yeah, we'd share it with like family.
Tsaka the best
friends.
Yung ganun kasi alam mo kung saan ang galing.
Ay, oo, for sure.
So,
yung makopa nyo.
Kasi like the strange thing is, I'm the only one I know of my family and friends who actually loves makopa. Parang it's not a like people get
like I said,
find
I don't
me so weird.
If I've ever tried
no, exactly.
Makopa.
So when I tell people that makopa is one of my favorite fruits, they're like makopa. Even
is
when
it sweet?
Ano, even when we're in Thailand,
yeah.
And everyone gets like the mangoes and the ganyan, and then I buy makopa, and people are like makopa.
Is it sweet?
Ako, I love it. Yeah, it's water apple. Para siyang
what is the texture like?
Makopa is really
good. The outside
good.
Is
I
like
actually like makopa.
Crunchy. Yung loob, para siyang, it's almost like cotton? I don't know how to explain it. Parang
cotton?
Cottony. Di ba yung loob?
It's very good.
Pero yung loob niya yung puti, it's parang almost
strawberry?
Like a cotton-ish. Not quite. The texture is not strawberry.
I think it's very tasty.
I love it.
But
love
the thing
makopa.
Is, it goes rotten real fast.
Yeah.
Eat it with salt or as is?
Me as is. Some
as
people
is.
Eat it with salt.
As is.
Yeah. Ho DH says, me as a kapitbahay, malakas mag-video kayo. Pero, the difference is, pag narinig mo naman kami, magre-request ka pa ng kanta. Hindi ka magsusumbong.
Gaganahan ka.
I like our neighbor.
Oh,
I
yeah,
really,
the
really, she really has a beautiful voice. I would not be surprised if she was like...
A singer.
A singer. Like a professional singer. And from Shivana, me as a kapitbahay, matyagang maghihintay ng mga 15 minutes. Bago ko itakbo sa pinakamalayong ospital, yung mahadera naming kapitbahay in case of emergency.
Grabe naman yung 50.
Ihatid naman niya. Pero,
baka may iba pang pumunta to ano, rescue.
I-google niya muna kung ano yung pinakamalayo. Doon niya dadali. And from Rice Rice Baby, me as a kapitbahay, parang nagte-teleport ako. biglang present ako pag dumating na yung balikbayan box nyo. Baka kasi maambo na ng chocolate or lotion na hindi nyo gusto. You know, like sometimes, like, the recipient, like, nobody wants that specific whatever, and you're like, ah, I'll take it. I'll take it out of your hands.
Actually, kahit wala ka namang gusto, sa totoo lang, I'd be curious to see what's in the balikbayan box. Even if you don't give me
even if you, actually,
it's a fascinating
true. It is
thing
a fascinating
lang kasi na parang, I wonder kung may difference ba yung balikbayan box na pinapadala sa akin.
But remember those days na parang ang pinaka-standard na makikita mo sa balikbayan box?
Kumot. Dove. Comforter.
Yung
Irish
bar pa.
Spring.
Yung, tsaka Irish Spring. Tapos yung Kirkland.
Mm. Oh, I remember
mga
that.
Lotion.
Yes.
Mga
Spam.
Spam. Those are the
sausage. Yung Libis na sausage.
Oo. Oo.
I would always look forward to all of the American gummies that they would send over.
Yeah.
Pero ang favorite ko yung amoy ng balikbayan box.
Yung amoy nung...
It just really smells M&M's like America.
Either balikbayan box or the luggage.
Yes.
When they open it,
there's a specific
very
specific smell. It's very, very particular.
And you just...
Nagaling US.
You just know that it's like... it's going to be like PX goods. PX goods. Like imported stuff.
May ganung ano? Boutique before? Like a literal shop?
When you used to say PX. It means important.
PCX ba yung meron dito dati?
Hindi ko na sure. Pero yung PX goods, that phrase, means like, it's imported.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why. Bakit ka mag-PX goods? O baka...
Exchange?
I don't know eh. Pero we used to call it like PX goods. Pag imported. Yeah. Anyway, basta that. And, the top. Me as a kapitbahay comes from Swerte Superguy.
Swerte Superguy says,
nung nag-grass cutter ako ng damo sa bakura namin, dinamay ko na rin yung sa kapitbahay ko. Tapos after that, nagulat ako. May dumating na delivery ng pizza. Sabi bayad na, galing daw sa kapitbahay.
That's sweet.
That's sweet! Like, that's akala sweet. Mo, hindi nila napansin?
Pero specific pala, yun, napadala talaga sa'yo.
Yun pala, nakita nila that you were also cutting their grass without them asking you to cut their grass. And as a thank you,
that's
they
nice.
Just sent you pizza.
That's
you
so
know,
sweet.
I like that when not just hindi nagbibilangan, but actually going beyond what is expected. I like that. Yung, alam mo yung parang, di ba, merong kapitbahay na, ah, you did something bad to us, I will also do something bad for you. Meron din naman, I guess, that ideal na you did something good for us, so we'll also do something good for you. That would be the ideal, right? Okay, so what about us? Ako kasi I'm very, ano, okay, I can go first because it's such a given. I am a very invisible kapitbahay. Like, hindi naman sa suplado. It's just that unless there's something very specific that would make us encounter each other, most likely, we won't encounter each other. Like, hindi naman ako suplado. Like, if we were to see each other outside of our houses or our units, I'd probably nod or smile. But I'll also, like, take my cue from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you seem like a friendly person, then I would, like, give you a smile or a nod of the head. Pero kung parang hindi ka rin interesado, then I'll stay, you know, I'll be very ano rin, like, I'll just mind my own business.
Yeah.
Just look at my phone so that it's not awkward. But yeah, generally, I keep out of your business. I'm a very low maintenance neighbor.
Same. I'm a no interaction type.
No interaction neighbor. Yeah, exactly.
But if you, like, give me a smile, I'll smile back. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, in general, I really honestly don't know my neighbors. They don't know me. We don't really knock on each other's doors or anything like that.
Yun.
Like, literally, I know Kat, Missy's niece, only because, you know,
Missy.
Because of Missy. But other than that, I don't really know a lot. I do have a neighbor. Shout out to you, sir, who listens to the show. And he says his wife is, like, a big fan of the show.
Oh, that's so cool.
So whenever I'd see him, like, I'd say hello. But I wouldn't even have known that if it weren't for my dad who was on vacation and, like, naka-chika niya. You know what I mean? Because my parents are definitely more machika than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, nalaman ko lang kasi my dad told me. So, now, whenever nakikita ko siya. Pero other than that, I really
know. Yeah, ako nga parang ano eh. Sometimes when you catch me off guard, I don't know how to respond. There's this really lovely, nice lady. Every time nakikita magkikita kami. Let's say in the elevator. Mm. She would always say, good afternoon, God bless you. Like, now I know. But the first time, nagulat ako. Kasi it's not something that people say to you, like, usually they'll say, God bless you. Kunyari, you're already together.
Yeah.
Nag-encounter na kayo. Tapos, yung maghihiwalay na kayo. Mm. Diba? Okay, sige, bye-bye, God bless you. Diba? Parang, I kind of know how to react to that. Mm-hmm. But if I just meet somebody, not even meet nga eh, magkasabay lang, and then, the first time she ever said, good afternoon, God bless you. I didn't know, like, parang, how I say God bless you too. So, ang lumabas sa akin, sabi ko, same Z's.
Kala ko, and also with you.
I didn't know how to react.
And we lift them up. We lift them up to the Lord.
So now I know how to react. So now pag nakikita ko siya, I just say, thank you po, God bless you too. Like, I know.
Kasi alam mo na.
Alam ko
na.
You
know, text back. Wag lang yung medyo caught off guard
ka
na.
The first time, sobrang I didn't know what to say. Talagang, it just came out. I just said,
wait, Marianne says, hi Hazel, thanks for the shout out. Could this be my neighbor?
What?
Could this be the wife of the neighbor that I mentioned? Could you be? Hi!
Baka.
Also, Mia, sa kapitbahay, di ba may hot afam dun sa building? Like, the mukhang... No, there's a hot afam sa building na mukhang puno. Kasi he's like ginormous. He's so tall. And he's so muscular.
Oh, easy boy. Easy boy.
Hindi talaga. Tapos nagaano siya. Ano nga ba, Floor? Nakalimutan ko na. Anyway...
Stalker
Mia sa kapitbahay. Mm. Pag hindi ako nakaayos, hindi ako sasakay sa elevator pag nakita ko siya. Kasi ayoko maalala niya ako na not looking my best. Pero pag alam kong, oh, I'm feeling myself, tapos nakita ko siya, sasakay ako sa elevator. Para pag may exchange kami of like small talk.
Oh, yan, sabi ni JC.
Growing up abroad, I like balikbayan boxes from the Philippines.
Baligtad.
Kasi lagi may bench Atlantis spray.
Oo, siya baligtad. Pag may balikbayan box from the Philippines.
Actually, totoo.
Yun naman ang gustong-gusto niya.
Sabi ni JC, kapitbahay niya ako technically. True, because our buildings are like almost across each other.
Ang magkapitbahay, yung buildings
yung buildings namin.
Hindi kayo.
So sometimes we'd see each other pag minsan may bibili ako sa convenience store.
Wouldn't it be great if magkatapat yung units nyo? Tapos pwede kayo magkikita kayo sa window.
Hindi,
like, hi,
naman.
Hello.
Hindi, yung wing ko iba yung facing the other way. Yeah. Pero yeah, we'd see each other sometimes.
I have a lot of ganon. Yung building kapitbahay, dati si Kayla until she upscaled.
Same building.
And then sa left, Kaki and Jessie, basta yung mga
yeah.
What do you call that, theater friends ko. And then ikaw, across.
Yes, across. Like, medyo malayo na, pero kapitbahay pa rin. Oo.
If you think about it.
Like, super near. Thing. Like, you know, yeah. If you needed a, I don't know, a cup of sugar. I mean, it's not that far.
Yeah. Little sugar. It's always some fun to have. Basically, I am the kind of neighbor that says hi if you say hi to me.
Same.
Sometimes I'll say hi too.
Same.
I am also the kind of neighbor that if you push me, I will push back.
Oh.
Like that whole thing with the lady who...
Your bestie.
My bestie. Mm. Who I no longer see.
Oh no. Oh. I wonder what happened to her.
Baka she got evicted. Because a lot of people are complaining about
hopefully.
Her.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm happy that I got back at her before she left. Because I deserve.
That's
but
true.
Then I also have a few neighbors that I keep track of in a good way.
Mm.
Like, diba that chow chow? The black chow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I fell in love with and then one day wala na, hindi ko na nakikita yung chow chow. And then I find out na yun, cross the rainbow bridge.
Aww.
So yeah, I mean, it's not like I hate all my neighbors or I love all my neighbors. It just depends,
it depends on the neighbor.
How I am treated.
Yeah, that is true.
And
you just get it back.
Treat them the same way
give
back.
Give them the same energy.
That's... Ito nga, sabi ni Antonio, ako nga nagdadasal, sabi ko, thank you Lord. God bless you. Kinabless niyo niya si Lord.
Ano daw?
Eh, di ba siya na nga yun?
Ikaw yung so dapat parang, i-bless, di ba?
Oo, oh, di ba? Parang, yeah.
Oh, apparently, Mary Ann is
my is
neighbor.
The, oh, yeah. There you go.
And she says, silent pressure since Phil comes Sundays.
Ba't may tumusok to?
Wala, gusto ko lang. Hindi mo nila natidinig yun. Anyway.
Hey, it's Adom.
Ano nangyari? Ba't biglang meron biglang...
Sabihin, overtime na tayo.
Okay.
Vacation na bukas for everyone.
Yes.
But us.
We hope you guys enjoy. It is a holiday for the next 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. But let's get through Monday first. It's still just 10:14, yeah. So we still have the rest of the day. For those who didn't, file a leave. But for those, you're probably still asleep.
Elmer says, not all.
I know.
But I mean, we're open. The booth's open. If any of you guys want to come and say hi, we're here.
Oh, yeah, we'll be here. So, yeah, we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye!
Bye, guys!